This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two plants can remove up to 90% of microplastics from water, a new study has found. Microplastics are everywhere, in food, in every human body, and in bottled water. Many scientists are hard at work researching potential solutions and finding new tools to filter out the teeny tiny fragments of plastic that are notoriously difficult to remove. One recent breakthrough is in plants. Now, researchers have found that the slimy strings in okra and the gel from fenugreek seeds can remove up to 90% of microplastics in ocean water, freshwater, and groundwater. The plant tissues were also significantly more effective at trapping microplastics than synthetic polymers, says the American Chemical Society. Researcher Rajani Srinivasan said, utilizing these plant-based extracts in water treatment will remove microplastics and other pollutants without introducing additional toxic substances to the treated water, thus reducing long-term health risks to the population. A federal judge last Wednesday stopped U.S. Forest Service plans to expand livestock grazing on allotments in grizzly bear habitat in Montana's Paradise Valley, just north of Yellowstone National Park. The court found that the agency's initial analysis failed to meet the standards of the National Environmental Policy Act. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy remanded the matter back to the Forest Service, ordering the agency to prepare a new analysis because the Forest Service previously failed to properly analyze the effects that expanded grazing on six allotments would have on grizzly bears, a protected species. The grazing allotments in question are in the Absaroka Mountains, a wild landscape with habitat for a recovering grizzly population. It's a key area for the intermingling of the lower 48's two largest grizzly populations, the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem Grizzlies, centered in Wyoming, and the Northern Continental Divide Grizzly population, centered in Glacier National Park. Bear advocates say that grizzly bears as a species will not be fully recovered until there's robust genetic exchange between those two populations, estimated at about 1,000 bears each. Cattle grazing can disrupt grizzly recovery, said Eric Molvar, executive director of the Western Watersheds Project, which led a coalition of environmental groups that filed the lawsuit leading to Judge Malloy's decision. Molvar said, "Connectivity of the two main grizzly populations was specifically called out in the judge's decision. One of the biggest difficulties that grizzly bear recovery faces is the lethal removal of bears every time there's a conflict with the livestock industry," Molvar explained. "There should be more non-lethal management of grizzly cattle conflicts," he said, "and giving grizzlies more freedom to intermingle in the Paradise Valley region would be in the rancher's best interest. That's because it could expedite the bears being delisted from ESA protection and managed directly by the states, a position supported by the livestock industry." Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff successfully freed a bull moose that became entangled in a hammock at a residence east of Bozeman. Wildlife officials darted the bull moose with a tranquilizer dart, immobilizing the moose before carefully removing the debris from its antlers and releasing the animal on site. The incident highlights a common challenge that wildlife face throughout Montana. Animals with horns and antlers frequently become stuck in various objects, including baling twine, Christmas lights, lawn furniture, garden tools, tarps, fences, and clotheslines. Property owners can help by minimizing debris and properly storing items, but FWP officials acknowledge that some situations get more complicated. The agency encourages landowners to contact FWP game wardens immediately if an animal appears to be entangled or stuck in something. Wildlife staff can typically resolve the situations by immobilizing the animal, removing the obstruction, and allowing the wildlife to continue safely on its way. Residents must not attempt to free wildlife themselves for the safety of people, property, and the animals themselves. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.